Chapter 27. $1 billion? Carl sat at his laptop reading the email from the Dread Pirate Roberts. It's a tough question. This is more than a business to me. It's a revolution and is becoming my life's work, it began, and then proclaimed a price. I think an offer for the entire operation would need to be 9 figures for me to consider it. 9 figures? Carl almost choked when he read that number. That could mean as low as $100 million or as high as $999 million. And he knew full well it wasn't going to be on the low end of that spectrum. But he was also baffled at how big the Silk Road must be. Until now, everyone on the Baltimore Task Force and those inside the DEA had assumed the site was a relatively small operation, but this valuation seemed extraordinarily high. DEA agents had imagined that the site might be worth a few million. At the highest, maybe, just maybe, Carl believed it was worth $25 million, tops. But 9 figures? Now Carl was gleeful that he had to figure out how to respond to this high number. Carl had become particularly excitable as of late. He was almost erratic in his temperament, constantly flipping between a buzzing enthusiasm and an irritable stress about the case. These feelings were only exacerbated by the time he had to wait for DPR to respond to his emails, which was sometimes days. To relieve this stress, Carl sometimes exercised, well, sort of exercised. While he occasionally ran on the treadmill in the DEA office gym, he would also relieve stress by wrestling with his co-workers. As if they were in some sort of secret fight club, he would roll on the ground with other grown men as they tried to pin each other to the floor of the Baltimore offices of the DEA. Then, panting and breathless, it was back to his laptop to see if DPR had replied. Technically, by writing back to DPR, Carl was breaking protocol again. He had recently been given a talking to by his boss, Nick, who said that whenever Carl spoke to DPR, he must liaise with the Baltimore team, which had been nicknamed the Marco Polo Task Force, and that he should run any correspondence by the higher-ups. But Special Agent Carl Force had been on the job 14 years, and he hated two things. One was authority, and the other was authority from people younger than him, which included everyone on the Marco Polo Task Force. Nope, not going to happen. Carl had zero interest in chatting with a drug lord by committee. So after mulling over the email from DPR, he decided to go rogue and reply anyway. I could pay 9 figures, but I'm not sure Silk Road is worth that as of now, Carl wrote under his pseudonym Nob. And then he offered a proposal that he was sure would help capture the site's leader. I would like to do a spin-off for the major dealers called Masters of the Silk Road, in which big vendors on the site can facilitate drug deals in the hundreds of kilos or even tons, rather than in ounces. Nob assured DPR that he could help with this new Costco for drugs, if you will, because he knew smuggling routes all over the world. Finally, he offered the Dread Pirate Roberts an injection of $2 million for 20% ownership of this new Masters of the Silk Road operation. He hit send, and then bounded into Nick's office to tell him, with rebellious glee, what he had done. Nick, obviously, was incensed, responding to Carl's confession with a fusillade of, "Fuck you!" and "Fuck this!" and "Fuck that!" Carl didn't give a shit what Nick thought. Sure, he was his boss, but Carl knew no one could fire him for something like this. That was the one benefit of the red tape that came with a government job. Getting fired was often much harder than getting hired. As for those mopes, as Carl called them, over at HSI Baltimore, he could give even less of a shit what they were going to say. As far as he was concerned, Carl was talking directly to the leader of the Silk Road, and if his scheme worked, he'd develop a relationship with DPR. And if that worked, Agent Carl Force would have the Dread Pirate Roberts locked up in a matter of weeks. The founder of the Silk Road would be behind bars, and Agent Force would be lauded as the hero who caught him.